Welcome back. I'm Tom Hall. The new documentary film Step by Amanda Lippitz, who grew up in Baltimore, has been critically acclaimed, and it's raised the profile of a Baltimore high school immeasurably. If you haven't yet seen it, Step follows a high school step team during their senior year at the Baltimore Leadership School for Young Women, an all-girls public charter school in Baltimore City. Paula Dofat is one of the faculty members who are featured in the film. She's the director of college counseling at the school, charged with ensuring that the school's graduates attend college. She's a powerful force in a terrific film, and I am delighted, Ms. Dofat, to meet you and welcome you to Midday. Well,
thank you so much. The honor is all mine.
Well, for folks who have seen the movie, and we'll talk to some folks who haven't seen the movie yet in a second, but for the folks who have seen the movie, as I have, and I just loved it, so did my wife, it must have changed the vibe at the school in an incredible way. I mean, these are kids who graduated a couple of years ago now. But yes. What's it like being at the Leadership School for Young Women post-documentary film that's been at Sundance and, you know, it's premiered in Baltimore. It's going to open nationwide tomorrow night. What's it been like in the building?
So, one, because there's not much activity going on in the building now because it's summer. But however, we did start two of our summer bridge programs, a summer bridge and then something called Camp Leah, which is our incoming sixth graders. So yesterday when I came into the building, there were a ton of rising ninth graders and everyone knew my name. I was like, okay. And they were like, Miss Dofat, are you going to get me into college? Miss Dofat, I need a scholarship. And I was like, what grade are you? And they're like, ninth grade parents. So it's just, it's really exciting. I think it's amazing for the morale of our school. And we were a magical place prior to the movie. But I think the magic is just that much more since the movie.
Let's play a little clip from the movie in which the teacher, who is the coach of the STEP team, talks a little bit about what STEP is, what it means, how it's significant.
Step is amazing. It's a part of African American culture and they're all part of American culture.
Great job.
It's something that people should know about.
That's what I'm talking about.
It was made popular by the African Americans attending college between the 1900s and the 1950s, and the fraternities and sororities that were formed having song offs, letting everyone know who they are and what they do.
We are the Trailblazers.
Step is the art form that can reach every single person. It helps you get out frustrations. It helps you bond. It helps you get through things.
Teamwork, sisterhood, integrity.
That's what you step for.
I always give an empowering message with my shows.
I'm black and I'm proud.
To show young ladies that strong women together are unstoppable.
Unstoppable, indeed. They're chanting, we are the trailblazers, hit makers, show takers, hit makers, hip poppers, floor rockers. Step is incredibly important to these young women, but also to your school. I mean, this Step, it sounds to me, from seeing the movie, it really is an integral part of the work that you're doing to get mm-hmm. them through academically.
It is. What we have to realize is that we are an all-girls school. We are a charter school. So we are just implementing athletics in our school this year. We had middle school athletics, but this year we'll have high school athletics. So that is our athletic team. That is the team that people come to see for our homecoming during our activities. It has been an integral part. It's something that not only is an outlet for them physically, it's also something that helps them to become grounded. You know, you're a part of a team. Within a team, you have to know that everything you do matters. You know, you also have to know that you're only as strong as your weakest link. And because of that, all the other team members will make sure that there are no weak links. So those things are very important, not just to us at our school, but just to them in life going forward in general.
When you meet these young girls, you meet them in the ninth grade. When do you start sort of, you know, interacting with them on a regular basis to in the process of getting them applying to and accepted to college?
Oh, we start college awareness in the sixth grade at Bliss. So we have leadership classes there, and within those leadership classes, they have college awareness and college readiness in addition to what's within their academic and the curriculum. So every single student in our school from 6th grade through 12th grade, they step foot on a college campus, take a college tour every single year. By the end of the 6th grade, students have been exposed to at least 10 different colleges, from community colleges to Ivy League schools. So our students by 8th grade are well-versed in what it means. What is tuition? What is financial aid? What does it mean to have a gap in your financial aid package? So our girls are equipped long before they get to high school. So by the time they get to high school, they're already thinking about right fit for them academically and financially.
Yeah, so college is just the thing that's on everybody's mind from the minute they step in the door.
Absolutely. What we want all of our students to know is that it's not if you will go to college, it is where you will go to college.
I was put in mind of, I guess it was George W. Bush's phrase, the soft bigotry of low expectations, when he talked about part of the problem, and others have echoed that, you know, through the years, is that we're simply not demanding enough of these young people. Yet in this movie, we see how so many of them are overcoming very difficult situations at home, very mm-hmm. difficult situations with, you know, housing insecurity, with relationship insecurity of the people that are, you know, caring for them. How do you navigate that with a young lady who you see the potential? You can see it in your eyes right now as I sit across the table and in the movie. You know, but how do you negotiate that when you've got to keep the standards high, you've got to, you know, demand that they're with the program and they're doing what they do, but they've got so much that is working against them in so many cases?
Well, one of the things that we always make sure that our students know is that there's always going to be a balance within your life. So whether there are good things or bad things or unfortunate things going on, you know, you are still responsible for your responsibilities. I know that sounds redundant, but you are. And so we make sure we keep that at the forefront, because we do them a disservice if we don't. We do them a disservice if we don't hold them to the highest standards. We do them a disservice if we do not ask for more when we know that that's what is within them. So just because you have an unfortunate circumstance, it does not mean that you are not capable, and it does not mean that you are not willing, and it does not mean that you do not have the wherewithal to get to that next step. So we are there only as support systems to remind them of what is already inside them, what has already been grown within them. And that's what we continue to nurture. So when a young lady comes to my office and she says to me, maybe, you know, well, you know, my lights are off. Okay, I understand that. And we have an amazing student support services team that helps with those type of situations to help students to understand how to navigate it from their end. But then I also remind them that, all right, you still have the responsibility to get your homework done. You still have to focus on what your future is. So there are going to be things that are happening in your life from now until the end of your life. But you have to continue and you have to push on. So I'm compassionate about it. But at the same time, again, my word today is disservice. I do them a disservice if I still do not hold them to what they need to do.
Of course, the movie chronicles three young women in particular. Mm-hmm. But what struck me also was the leadership of the school, you and your fellow faculty members, the administration and the teachers. There is incredible cohesiveness in the message that all of you are delivering to these young women, and the input and the interaction that all of you the investment that all of you are making. And that's really key, too. They're not hearing mixed messages over there. They're hearing the same thing from everybody. It's not just Ms. Dofat telling them this. It's everybody else.
Absolutely. We are a cohesive team. So from our middle school principal, Siobhan Hall, our upper school principal, Christina Jacobs, our CEO, Shanaisha Sauls, even our board members, our student support services, we are one team. And we actually meet about all the girls in some way, shape or form, in some capacity. We also make sure, because we're meeting, that we don't give them mixed messages. We're on the same page about everything. So we have our internal meetings. We meet with students. There's lots of times that a principal will be meeting with a student. I'll be called to the office. A student support services, Mrs. Bond, will be called to the office. You know, at the same time, there may be someone from the the lunchroom call to the office as well, because we're all a part of where these girls are going.
Takes a
village,
huh?
It definitely does. I know it sounds pie in the sky, but we really are a family there, and we operate as such.
Paula Dofat is the director of college counseling at the Baltimore Leadership School for Young Women and one of the stars of the film Step, now playing in select theaters, including the Charles Theater here in Baltimore, and it opens nationwide on Friday. So you, my friend, are going to be really famous in about 48 hours. It's really good to meet you. Thank you for coming by.
Thank you so much.
That's it for us today. Coming up tomorrow, it's our monthly What You Got Cooking feature with Sasha Wohlhandler and Chef John Shields. We'll be talking about soul food and Southern cooking, and we'll be joined by David Thomas, the chef and proprietor of a new Baltimore restaurant, Ida B's Table. Lunch today was provided by the Baltimore Chef Shop on the Avenue in Hamden. They offer a variety of private events and cooking classes for kids and adults, including baking and international cuisines. They've got a three-part regional French cuisine series that starts on October 12th. We'll have more information on the web at BaltimoreChefShop.com. I'm Tom Hall on behalf of the entire Midday team. Thanks so much for listening. Have a great day.